How do you protect yourself from the evil eye, especially from certain family members who may feel jealous of you and what you have aspired to without breaking ties of kinship? Practical tips, any specific du'as? Du'as, you read Qul Hu Allahu Ahad, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Al-Falaq, and Surah Al-Nas. Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Nas. You read them morning and evening. Then you read the protection du'as, and there's a number of them in the hadiths. One of them is Bismillah Alladhi La Yadurru Ma Asmihi Shay'un Fil Ardi Wa La Fis Samai Wa Huwa As-Sami'ul Alim. A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. So these two du'as are very powerful. You have to read them with a lot of ikhlas and a lot of firm yaqeen and belief in them. It means, in the name of Allah, bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma asmihi, in the name of Allah, taking whose name or with his name or through his name, nothing. La yadurru ma asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama. Nothing in the heavens or the earth can harm. Because harm can only come if Allah permits it. So if we're taking and seeking refuge in Allah, hopefully, inshallah, he will protect us. The other one is, أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَاتِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقٍ, which means that I seek refuge in Allah, in the great words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the complete words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from every evil that he's created. So every evil that is out there, this is a very comprehensive dua. There's also a number of other du'as as well. Right, there's a number of other du'as as well that are related about this. If you read them morning and evening, inshallah, nothing should touch you. If you feel that you're going somewhere and they might do something to you or you have suspicion, then just read this du'a before you drink whatever's being offered to you or eat whatever's being offered to you. But you need to strike a balance of being paranoid and, you know, you need to be cautious. Reading these du'as are good regardless of the situation. Right, for every one of us to read this. The other thing is to try stay in wudu and pure as much as possible, unless you're obviously on your menses, right, to stay pure as much as possible.